Call order Board of Works for April the 24th. We need approval of the April 10th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Department. Currently, we are right at 750 runs year to date. The one apparatus that we do have out of service right now is ladder 3. It is at Burke Springs up in Terre Haute. It is having a busted leaf spring replaced. Currently, tower 1 is being run out of station 3. Should be getting the call tomorrow to come and pick that truck up. We took it to them on Friday, and they have had a quick turnaround on it, and we should have it back in service by later tomorrow. On starting on Wednesday, May the 3rd, and running through the 6th, we will be having training with CSX here in Vincennes. They will be bringing in training tank cars for us to train with them and other responders within not just the district, but are not within the county, but within the district also. We'll be training on hazardous materials with tank cars. We will be doing this training on the gravel area there off of Depot on that track that they currently do not use. We don't foresee having to close any streets down. We will be using 4th Street between 2nd and Depot, and Depot Street between 6th and 4th, but keeping in mind that we know there's a business there that needs to keep going, and we will do everything we can to make sure that we keep our apparatus mainly on that gravel area. So don't foresee anything happening there, but those are the two streets that we will be utilizing for that training. The new trucks are going well. When I say the new trucks, the new battalion truck and the new engine. We have a meeting tomorrow on the new engine to do some preliminary things pertaining to the pump panel configuration and paint, and then May the 7th, 8th, and 9th, we will be traveling to Wisconsin and to the Seagrave factory, where we will be meeting with the engineers to have a pre-con meeting, and then after that, construction will begin on the new truck. Just one other thing, and I apologize for not having this on the Board of Works minutes, but I would like to have the approval of the Board of Works to send two applicants to PERF for their physical and psychological testing for the two applicants that we will have retiring at the end of this month, which is Battalion Chief Neil Napier and Lieutenant Mark Allen.
So I make a motion that we approve the fire chief's request for two future applicants for PERF testing for replacement of pending retired officers.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
City Inspector.
Philip Cunningham, Inspector's Office. From our full time to date, we've had a 128 violations. That includes junk and trash, and also a lot of grass. Been sending a lot of notices out for cutting grass. So
coop the grass.
Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 281 animals. We've had 172 adoptions. We've had to euthanize 11 animals. We've returned to owner 66 animals, and we've transferred out 77 animals. We're looking really good at the shelter. We have less than 20 dogs at the shelter right now, and I think we've got 4 cats at the shelter. We kicked off a new program this year for the season for kittens. We typically get a lot of orphan cats that need to be bottle-fed, and usually the staff takes care of. I have developed a new program to teach residents in the community to foster our kittens, where we supply everything that they need. I taught a three-hour class on Saturday, and am prepared to continue to teach these classes to get our community involved in helping with these orphan kittens. And I'm trying to roll this program out to a couple of different assisted living facilities to see if they can help us as well.
Yeah.
So we've gotten a lot of good feedback on that, and hopefully we have a better survival rate of kittens. We're going to do it. We're going to put the money into them anyways, so we thought we would try to make it to where they all live instead of them dying. Me and two of my other full-time employees are headed to Fort Lauderdale May 7th through May 13th for the Humane Society Animal Expo. We went last year in Las Vegas, and that gives us an opportunity to learn new, better techniques to run our animal shelter, to network with shelters all over the country. That's how we first became involved with Rescue Wagon. And there's lots of really great information. I also have two volunteers that are riding along with us, and they paid their own way. So we will have, when they do these seminars, they have several different seminars to choose from at the same time. So this is gonna, since we have several people going, we're gonna be able to hit up pretty much every seminar and bring back everything that the seminar had to offer that we can share with our shelter and with our community.
So those volunteers can attend all these workshops as well?
The volunteer, yeah, anybody can go to these workshops, mm-hmm. but it's not really cheap to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they paid, actually the Humane Society sponsored one of the girls that mm-hmm. works at our shelter, because she works at the shelter and she volunteers at the Humane Society, so they actually are paying for her to go. And another one of our volunteers that takes care of a lot of our kittens, mm-hmm. she's a great volunteer, she paid for her own way to go. So we're driving to Fort Lauderdale in a few weeks.
Great, sounds like fun.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Danny, you never want to follow animals, right?
No. How do you follow that?
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, Vincent City Cemetery. In March of 2017, we had 20 funeral services, which consisted of entombments and interments. So far in April, we've had 15. Year-to-date in 2017, we've had 62. And since 1788, when the cemetery was known just as the public burying ground, we've had a total of 35,449 known burials.
35,449?
That's the ones we know of. Probably, I would guess, 3,000 or 4,000 that we don't know about. Okay. Thank you.
And no reported zombies since 2017, yeah. Right?
Okay, we'll move to new business. First up is Red Skelton Festival, July 15th, and Pratt.
Hey, thank you. Ann Pratt from the Red Skelton Museum of American Comedy. Our annual Red Skelton Festival will be this year on Saturday, July 15th, and we're holding it again on the grassy area next to the Red Skelton Museum from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The committee is requesting the closure of Red Skelton Boulevard from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. That will enable people to cross the street without fear of being run over. Let's see. Oh, but it's between First and Chestnut, though, so mm-hmm. just the area kind of right in front of the museum there. We also request a parade route that will line up on Chestnut Street in front of the PE building. The parade will then proceed on Chestnut to Lindale, heading east on Lindale to Short Street to Red Skelton Boulevard, and then heading east on Red Skelton and ending in front of the Summer Center at First and Red Skelton Boulevard. So it's kind of making, I guess, an S shape somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning and then going past the house, over and past the museum. We further request permission to have the Red Skelton Festival banner hung up on from July 3rd through July 15th on Hart Street.
And we're also going to have a revealing of the historic plaque on the
right. That will be 14th. On Friday evening on July 14th. That ceremony will begin at 5:30. So we probably will need Lindale closed between Chestnut and probably Short Street I'm thinking.
Okay.
Just a small area of Lindale.
From 5:30 to 6, something like
probably
that.
Probably 5:30 to 6, correct.
On the 14th, so that's Friday the 14th. So we'll include that in the motion as well. And then, of course, city officials be invited to, you'll receive some notification of that. That's going to be the historical, Indiana historical marker for Red Skelton's birthplace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, so we will make a motion for the Red Skelton Festival to have the closing of Red Skelton Boulevard from 8 to 5 on Saturday, July 15th, from 1st Street until Chestnut Street, and then a parade route on the same date, starting Chestnut Street at the BUP complex, proceeding to Little Hill to Short, and then to Red Skelton Boulevard, and then east and up in front of the Summer Center at 1st and Red Skelton Boulevard. Chief, you don't see any problem with any of that, do you? Further request a banner be hung by the street department on July 3rd through the 15th on Hart Street. And finally, a closing of Lindale from Chestnut to Short from 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Friday, July 14th for the revelation of an historic marker for the Red Skelton birthplace.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And do I need to notify, like, the street department or anything about the street closures or?
No, we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep, thanks.
Next is Salvation Army Bucket Brigade.
So I might mention, and real quick, that what you might touch base with is the Village Police Department, just so that they know about those closures and things. I mean, BPD will coordinate with them, but just to make sure they know. So Laura's not here. Unless you have an objection, I think we can probably do we have a letter in here from her?
Just the
yeah, days. We just well, a request, because Paul, she met with you and they have insurance, and we have anybody else from their board. I mean, I know that Laura serves on several committees with me, but we don't have anybody from their board here. Do you have any objection to us presenting this?
No, but what's...
I do have one concern.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Chief. Sure.
Speaking from the fire department standpoint,
sure.
With that being a major thoroughfare for Ladder 3 to get out, will they be able to use that street and or Lindale, or will both those streets be shut down at the same time?
You're talking about the Red Skelton.
Yeah. Oh, we're back to the first.
I'm
previous.
Back to the
I'm
Red
sorry.
Skelton, yes.
Okay. So, all right. So... ask your question to Ann left. Oh, I'm sorry. So
I don't think they block it to where you can't get through.
Okay.
So if you have to get through, you'll be able to.
That's just my only concern.
Yeah, no, you should be fine.
Regular traffic won't be able to get through.
Okay, there, so. Thank you very much.
In deference to Captain Laura, since I work with her regularly, I think we should go ahead and approve this motion. So Salvation Army is asking for a bucket brigade on May the 13th from 9 to 3, and on Saturday, May 27th, which that is Saturday of rendezvous weekend, that's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And what streets? That's on
10th and Hart, 7th.
7th and 6th. Wait a minute, I gotta take this hat off. Why don't we table this?
Yeah.
We have another meeting in eight. We'll have another meeting in.
Eight.
How about if we do this? How about if we approve the 13th, and then let's get back with her on the 27th? I'm concerned about traffic in the city on rendezvous weekend. That I know that sounds self-serving, but I'm for the betterment. Shirley agrees. So okay, we'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we approve the Salvation Army Bucket Brigade for Saturday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 7th and St. Clair and 15th and Hart. And then we'll table a request for May 27th until our next meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye. So, will you check with her and let her know why we're doing that? Okay, thank you. Sorry, Mayor.
Next is Library Solar Grant, Knox County Public Library, Emily Bunyan.
stand for another 45 minutes. I personally drove this young woman back to Vincennes so she could present here today.
Thank you.
Now tell me your grant's not cut off like this, is it?
No.
Isn't that a cool looking arch?
This is for what we're calling Gateway to Solar. There's an opportunity for the library to apply for a corporate grant with all expenses being paid by a library vendor, EBSCO. And for people who are familiar with libraries, they would recognize that name, EBSCO. All of our magazine subscriptions and most of our online databases are purchased through this vendor. And for 3 years, they've offered these annual grant opportunities for solar installations to demonstrate how public entities can save money and protect the environment through solar projects. And part of it is to be a demonstration project, hence the gateway and the bus stop. If we just had panels on the roof, which we will have, people couldn't see how solar is working for the library. And we're anticipating saving $5,300 per year with these solar panels. We'll have 8 on the roof of the main library building, the addition that was built in 1976, and we'll have 6 on the arch, and the lights will be solar powered, and the bus stop lights will also be solar powered. But you can see that it's going to make a positive difference in the streetscape. And
so then, Emily, the reason you're applying before the Board of Works is that one of the features of this archway is a proposed a bus stop shelter that would be on Hart Street.
Facing Hart Street, where there's a bench and a little free library located now.
And so that would be to the north of the arch, I mean, heading towards
East
7th Street?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the reason that you're here is because...
Because
of the bus stop, correct?
Well, there's the city alley is there where the... there's the Kemper building and
right.
Where we have a dumpster... that we share with Heath Klein now for the what used to be the Kemper building. That's an alley.
But a consideration the Board of Works needs to make is that in approving this, we would recognize that there would be potentially a bus stop that would be on Hart Street that might have some traffic consequences,
right.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It could, yeah.
So you want the Board of Works endorsement of this as a... actually something that would be an additional benefit to citizens and would help with transportation in the community.
The buses would pull into the main library parking lot as they do now.
Okay.
But
so they wouldn't
come
out on the street.
Yeah, it wouldn't have an impact on traffic necessarily.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The buses would pull into the main library parking lot.
Got it. Okay.
But there would be more activity there because of the bus stop. Because
it's
sheltered.
I mean, the entryway is very attractive. Yeah. I mean, it would be outstanding if we got that grant. So, okay, so do you, other than just us approving your submission of this grant, do you need some support from the city, like a letter of the...
That would be really helpful.
Okay. Cheryl, is that something you or Paula could draft? Great. Okay. So, all right.
Okay.
So, anything else that you want to...
No, I appreciate your support.
Say? Okay. So, the Board of Works will make a recommendation in support of the Knox County Public Libraries application of a library solar grant with the intention of erecting a solar powered archway for the Gateway to Solar Park at the public library, and the city will also send a letter of support in that regard.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Luck.
Great, good luck.
Okay, next is commercial insurance quote. This is our insurance that covers our buildings and equipment, vehicles. Actually, the amount is $175,363, and that's about $3,000 less than last year. So,
Nice.
Again, with through Burkhardt Insurance.
Okay. Anytime we see something going down these days and days, that's a nice. We will make a any. Steve, you have any questions?
Or? No, I'm
okay. Let's. All right. So the board will recommend a approval of a quote provided by Burkhardt Insurance for the city of Vincennes for a commercial application, and the premium being $175,363.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
The next is a banner request for the Military Museum. Judge Osmond.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm here on behalf of the museum, the Military Museum, to make our annual banner request for the two banners that needed for the annual Salute to the Veterans World War II event, Labor Day weekend, and for the time frame before that, that we can have that across the streets on Hart and the other. It's not 6th Street anymore. It's at, what, 2nd Street? Is that the other one?
2nd Street, and we also have College.
Or is it College?
You've got Hart and College.
Hart and College, that's good. That's,
is that okay?
That's what we prefer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the time frame on that, Paula?
August 21st to September 5th.
September 5th. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I should mention that on the way here, I did check with McCormick Insurance. It's Liberty Mutual, and they will fax that policy number tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of the banners for the Indiana Military Museum for their World War II Labor Day weekend celebration to be hung on Hart Street and College Avenue from August 21st through September the 5th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. And Your Honor, congratulations on your receiving the Davis Award. Most noteworthy. I think for
no photographer.
We're at the disappointment that the meeting is almost over.
I only have one other thing on miscellaneous. I want to mention that the large item disposal days are May 20th and June 3rd from 8 to 11:30. You can haul, city residents can haul their own large items to Republic for free disposal.
To Republic?
Yes.
Not the fire station or anything?
No.
Those are both Saturdays?
Yes.
May the 20th.
And June 3rd.
And June 3rd. And what were the times again?
8 to 11:30.
8 to 11:30. Excellent.
I don't have anything else.
Mr. President.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.